pubs are opening, nail salons, for example, are opening, massage areas are opening. You can go and get a tattoo again today if you like. You can go to a cafe if they're opening. Some cafe owners, and I'd love to hear from you, are suggesting that it's probably not worth their while, as a matter of fact, to open at the moment. But bit by bit, the state is reopening, and joining us on the line now is the CEO of Restaurant and Catering Australia, Wes Lambert. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning.
Well, as I said, there are a number of people opting not to do it because it's simply not worth their while. I mean, I wouldn't expect you to have the figures on that, but is that something that you're hearing as well?
Oh, certainly some of the larger or fine dining establishments may be waiting until step three, but up until now, about 70% of the industry remained open doing takeaway, self-delivery, app delivery, grocery, bespoke experiences for their diners. And they are looking forward to having bums on seats from today.
Okay, well, take us through how it works. So you've got a pub which is opening today. That pub has got, say, three separate rooms, like a front bar, a back bar, and maybe a dining area. So what can be done in that pub?
So it's up to 20 seated patrons per enclosed space, and the 1-for-4 density requirements remain in place. And everyone must be sitting down. So there is no congregating at the bar. There is no congregating together anywhere in the premises. It's only seated dining.
You're on a tram, eh?
No, I'm about to take a flight to Melbourne.
Oh, okay. Then. Right. Very nice. Well, welcome. We're open for business again. Well, what's the protocols getting on that plane? Are you all sitting apart, are you, or what?
Yes, it's the middle seat on Virgin is still empty, so there are many masks at the airport.
Right, okay then. But getting back to what's happening here in Victoria today, with those pubs, when they say a meal is required, can that just be a bowl of hot chips or?
No, actually, it's supposed to be a meal, not a snack. So it's important that that businesses are following the rules and that that patrons are actually eating a meal. Certainly, the amount of the meal, the size of the meal, is not in question. It's just it needs to be a meal.
Right. Okay. So a bowl of hot chips doesn't justify a meal.
Oh, not for a whole table, but certainly for one person that might be on the edge. But it's semantics. So ultimately, it's a meal, and it needs to be determined as a meal, not just going to drink and sitting over a bowl of hot chips for hours.
Now, is the table limit? I mean, is there a limit to the amount of people that can be at the one table, or are you just having to exercise that distancing that we've become accustomed to now, the 1.5 metres?
Well, the table max is 6 people.
Right.
So it's up to 6. So that is the restriction as of now. Hopefully in step 2 plus or step 3, that will relax, but that's the maximum as of now.
And I assume that's the same as cafes and pubs, is it?
Yeah, so the 6 is the maximum table size.
Right. So after you've been in the pub, I don't know, having a counter meal or a counter dinner or whatever, after 2 hours, do you get the tap on the shoulder and are you asked to move on and other people are waiting to come in?
Yes, technically there are table times, but it is important that you just don't go in to hang around. The purpose is to be able to get back into restaurants for dining. In step 3, we will hopefully see a more back to Australian cultures of restaurants and pubs for enjoying your time with your friends and spending more time.
Right, okay then. And beauty salons, you would expect there'd be a fair rush of beauty salons, open for business and making the most of this loosening of the restrictions?
Certainly. It's not our industry, but I can assume that that all businesses that are allowed to reopen today will be patronised.
Mm. All right, well, look, I better let you get on that plane.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
Beautiful weather awaits you here, let me tell you, Wes.
I know.
Okay, then.
Overcoat in hand.
Yeah, all right, then. Have the brown paper bag handy too, I would have thought. Wes Lambert joining there, the CEO of Restaurant and Catering Australia. And obviously, beauty salons isn't part of his portfolio.